A company wants to ship ethanol out of the port of Milwaukee, and today the Common Council will vote on whether to lease the small portion of land the operation would need. As WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, the measure is controversial due to the threat flammable cargo can pose.
The company, U.S. Venture, wants to lease less than an acre of land next to property it already uses at the Port of Milwaukee. The extra piece would give the company a path to create a pipeline to the city pier that handles liquid cargo.
It's always been our desire to connect to the liquid cargo pier so that we can handle water shipments. And the primary cargo that we've been looking at for a number of years is ethanol.
Richard Sawal is director of business development. He outlined U.S. Venture's plans at a recent Common Council committee meeting.
Wisconsin has a very strong ethanol industry, and it's an export market for the state. So we've always looked at Jones Island as an outlet for that product for international markets primarily.
Sawal says the company wants to truck ethanol to Milwaukee's port, then transfer it onto barges. Project engineer Chris Cray says U.S. Venture would design the system so that ethanol would not seep into Lake Michigan during the transfer.
At all times, the product is contained within either a hose or a pipe or a tank. It's piped from the tanks through a pump, through the pipeline, to a hose that connects to the barge itself, which is then connected to a manifold on top of the barge that directs it to whatever compartment.
The company says it also would put emergency plans in place to contain and clean up ethanol in the unlikely event of a spill. Yet the firm admits a mishap could kill off a number of fish. That kind of scenario worries Janine Arsenal of the group Citizens Acting for Rail Safety.
There's a big concern about ethanol.
Arsenal weighed in on flammable cargo at the committee meeting.
Its volatility, the hazards to citizens who are in the area, the hazards to our water, the hazards to all of us, truly all of us. Something happens in the harbor that will affect every single one of us.
Meanwhile, Alderman Jim Boll says he's worried about a possible increase in trucks hauling ethanol through the city on their way to the port.
It's all part of the same chain, and we are talking about safety for citizens in this community above and beyond the water. It's part of the whole process.
And Alderman Nick Kovacs says he's concerned about the city establishing an infrastructure to handle liquid cargo, perhaps even crude oil. Kovacs says by doing so, the city could become a hub.
The idea that infrastructure is destiny really does concern me, made famous, you know, in the movie we've all seen, Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. If you build pipes, people are going to put stuff in that pipes because they've got capital investments.
Again, what the Common Council will vote on today is not whether to allow shipments of flammable cargo from Milwaukee's port. Rather, members will vote on U.S. Venture's desire to lease a small parcel that would enable the company to extend a pipeline to the city's liquid cargo pier. The company already has permission to use the pier. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.